You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new road user charge is applying to electric vehicles from the 1st of April this year. This has been expected for a while, but some people are concerned the cost is arbitrary and forcing EV users to pay more to use the roads than their petrol car using counterparts. I spoke to Massey Professor Ralph E.H. Sims about why the numbers don't make sense and his comment that the whole road user charge system needs to be reviewed. Are the road user charges for EVs reasonable?
Well, certainly we need some form of road user charge for an electric vehicle because it uses the road the same as a diesel and petrol vehicle. But the level of the charge is the question. So if you run a petrol engine vehicle, you buy petrol and about 77 cents per litre is the excise tax plus GST on top of that. And that works out at about, for a large petrol vehicle, 10 litres per 100 kilometres fuel consumption, that works out at about 7 to 8 cents per kilometre travelled that you're paying the excise tax, the road tax. But if it's a family-sized petrol vehicle, 5 litres per 100 kilometres around that fuel consumption, it's about 3.8 cents per kilometre, nearly 4 cents per kilometre. So that's a lot cheaper than an electric vehicle at 7.6 cents per kilometre. So the question is, what is a fair and reasonable amount for an electric vehicle to be charged as a road user charge? And indeed for a diesel car, because at the moment any car, diesel car under 3.5 tons of weight pays the same amount. But the heavier a car, then the more impact on the roads and the more damage to the road, which is why trucks pay road user charges, but they're much higher than cars. But to get it fair and equitable, it should be assessed, the road user charges should be assessed on a weight basis, and that's the only fair way to do it.
So in your opinion, will EV users under the current system be paying over their fair share?
I think they will, yes, certainly, because most EV cars are relatively lightweight. They've got batteries, so that adds to their weight, but they're around 1 to 1.5 tons, not the 3.5 tons of some big diesel utes. And so therefore, they're not going to be damaging the roads, causing the potholes. They're going to be using the roads for sure, so they have to pay something. But to be fair and equitable, then they should be charged at their weight basis. And so equivalent to a family, medium-sized family car, that would be about 4 to 5 cents a kilometre.
How do you think this decision came about? Do you think it was a rushed one from the government, or do you think it was intentional and they're happy for EV users to be paying this way?
No, well, the previous government always said that once we get to a certain level of electric vehicles running around the New Zealand roads, 2% of total vehicles, then they would have to pay a road user charge too. It was only a sort of short-term benefit to encourage the uptake of electric vehicles. So it's not a sudden decision, but the question now is that the minister is saying, oh, we need to review road user charges and consider them for petrol engines too, petrol cars. But why doesn't that get done now before they start just to implement off the top of their heads what an electric vehicle charge should be? I'm sure Waka Kotahi Transport Agency has done this analysis over the last year or two or three and have got all the information there. It's just a case of pulling it together and advising the minister on what's a fair way to do it.
You also said the whole road user charge system needs to be reviewed. Is that just what you were saying about the weight system, or can you elaborate on what you meant by this or what you think needs to happen?
No, it's basically the weight system. I mean, the fact that a 3.5 tonnes is the arbitrary level for the road user charge for a diesel car, but most diesel cars are smaller than that, and most electric cars are smaller weight than that, and most petrol cars are smaller weight than that. And so because of the physics of it, the heavier a car bouncing along the road and the faster it goes, then the more impact on the road surface and therefore the more damage to the road, which is why heavy trucks, of course, are damaging roads and paying a greater amount because of that problem. So therefore, the fair way to do it would be to work on the basis of the impact on the roads. That's not the same as building new roads, but they're still going to wear out as well. The heavier, the faster the vehicle goes, the more damage to the road it results in.
And a decision like this might be discouraging to people looking into purchasing EVs. Do you think we need to be doing more to encourage people to use EVs, or do you think it's okay as it is?
Yeah, well, it's not just the road user charge, but also the Feebate scheme, the car discount scheme, where electric vehicles were given a subsidy and larger petrol diesel vehicles had to pay a premium. And that's worked incredibly well over the last year or two. And it's pretty sad that that's disappeared, because it was a major incentive to get more electric vehicles on the road. A car produces 2 to 3 tons of carbon dioxide per year if it's run for 12,000, 15,000 kilometres and if it's running on petrol or diesel. An electric car produces 0 carbon dioxide emissions per year if it's running off solar panels, like on my house here where my car is charging, and just a small amount if it's running on grid electricity. And there is a carbon levy added to petrol and diesel when you buy the fuel at the service station. You pay 15 to 20 cents per litre, which is a carbon levy. So that needs to be increased, because obviously it's not big enough to be an incentive to reduce the travel or look for buying a smaller car. So the whole concept of road travel is to pay for the roads and to offset the greenhouse gas emissions and reduce those wherever possible by encouraging people to go either to electric cars or to smaller petrol diesel cars, and indeed to drive slower, because that reduces emissions, because it saves fuel and it saves money if you're saving fuel.
That was Massey Professor Ralph E.H. Sims on the new road user charge for EVs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.